Reflecting on the ICE process, though, I think through that process of creating the ethical space, and I think defining the principles that were guiding the group, the terms of reference as well, which was a written articulation, but there is these principles that we went back to a lot. And I think from my perspective, I was like, oh, we're spending so much time getting everyone to feed into these again and again and again. But then those tools and things that supported that ethical space that we were then created to be able to go into, I think was the like almost like the knitting that wove together this trust, like this hammock that people were able to sit in. And I remember when the ICE core met to they were meeting on in Sarawak territory with Chief Plenis, and I was kind of chauffeuring people to and from because it's a little bit outside of the Victoria area. And but I was kind of staying back because the ICE Corps was meeting and that group was meeting, and I was kind of staying away. And then I remember Eli called me after the first day. He's like, "Why aren't you here?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm not a member of the ICE Corps." And said, "We need you." And I just that was such a important thing. I just that was one of the most profound things for me, and I was so honored to be invited into that circle.